Week 6 second half breakdowns has prompted defensive coordinator Ray Horton to focus more on third down situations during this week of preparing for the Green Bay Packers.
Well, I've certainly, obviously, I think we brought this up, Baltimore, I think, game. And it goes back to, one of my philosophy of there's critical situations in the game, and we kind of call them the ESPN thing because they're always on ESPN, the third down, the red zone, and all that. And it's statistically, it's one of two categories we're grossly deficient in on defense. There's a number of things we're doing extremely well, and when you look at the third down by halves, we're extremely well or extremely good in the first half. And so really it's not third down, it's the second half of games, what's going on there. And I've broken them down by every yard from 1 yard to 15 yards, third and one, third and two, third and three, all the way up to 15 to see what I'm doing, what they're doing. And, there's a great balance of zone and pressure on every down. Typically on third and one, you get more man in the NFL just because, you can't allow them to catch a one-yard pass, whereas later on you do. But the game plan is pretty balanced in what we're doing. I know that. And then in the second half, what do we do differently? There's been a little more error in the second half than the first half. And I heard a story about Detroit said they made a great halftime adjustment. Well, I guarantee you the last thing that I told our guys is empty because they hadn't run any and they run it all year long. And so we were ready for empty and they threw, I want to say, four empty passes and one of them was basically successful. There was incomplete. They called a PI or they called a roughing the passer on one and the other one was a four-yard gain. So that wasn't a big deal. One play did hurt us, but that's a long story to answer your question. What I'm trying to do is replicate what we're doing in the first half of games and mix things up, and I'll continue to mix them up. And we're taking extra sessions in practice to work on third down, and it's obviously been a point of emphasis of mine since the Baltimore game. And as I think I stated after the Baltimore game, the last 2 years I've been used to being either the first or the second team in red zone or in third down and red zone. So it is glaring for me. And we are continuing to work on third down. Long-winded answer. Sorry.
Thank you. I'm not sure exactly of what you just said that you're trying to work on. But so I try to break down the second half of those mm-hmm. games by plays, too.
Mm-hmm.
Right? See how many were third and ones and whatever.
Sure.
And so by my calculations, in the Detroit second half,
mm-hmm.
One was third and six, two third and sevens.
Mm-hmm.
And in that Baltimore, third and six, third and seven, third and eight, third and ten, third mm-hmm. and eight. So mm-hmm. What is the common problem?
Not getting off, that's the only problem. I looked at those also, and really when you look at all the third downs from one to, I think the longest was a 24. The major area of concern for me is third and four to third and nine, where we're grossly deficient at getting off. And I've looked at every call, and it's a great balance of zone and man. And then what I do is I only look at the plays that are bad, meaning why do we not win? And the highest percentage is we're doing something. I keep saying it's us. It's not the other team. It's not the opponent. It's not what they're doing. Nobody's shocking us by coming out and running some revolutionary new offense. It really comes down to us, and that's what we're focusing on is us being more focused on our detail. And that seems to be the major thing. When I look at it, we give them a couple plays by either busting something or in the wrong coverage or a little too far off. And that's where my responsibility comes in of how can I get them in a better situation. And we're working on a couple of things. But if you're asking me, do I think the calls are wrong? No, I know those aren't wrong, but I have to get our guys to play faster and understand what's going on because there's no way you can tell me that the first half of some team is and they're doing something different because no, I keep saying nobody shocked us by coming out in a wildcat or empty or five wides or something like that. We know what's going on and the first half kind of proves it and nobody's made a glaring dramatic adjustment at halftime for another team that came out and changed what they do. So it's really comes down to focus. Now, are we out there too long or have we changed calls? Have we done this? Are we different personnel? Do we need fresher bodies? All those things are being looked at But we know what's going on in the first half, and we know there's on the losses, there's a drastic difference in the second half, and that's what we're analyzing.
What do you make of Reggie Bush then saying when they went into halftime and noticed you guys were playing more man than usual and they decided to take advantage of a matchup with Craig Roberts?
That's not true. We weren't playing more man. That's why I kind of just I scoffed at what he said. It's not true. We weren't playing more man. We actually played more zone in that game. So now what he sees as man and not, I have no clue what he does, what he saw.
Was there a matchup issue with Robertson,
though? No. I can remember two that he was on him. One, he dropped in the flat, the first one. The other, the one, the touchdown, was a poor call by me. That was not the player's fault. That was my fault. And then DeQuell was on him twice. So now there was no glaring issue there at all. Probably the one he's talking about was just an awful call by me.
Getting cheered back, can you talk about that?
Yeah, and Quentin Groves. I'm hoping that part of this will, you know, erase itself by having fresh bodies out there. Paul took roughly 60-something snaps last week, as did Mingo. And I think with having a four rotation back at the outside linebacker, you keep them fresh, and if you can get them around 42 snaps, you know, combined, I think it'll hopefully make a difference because they're fresh bodies going against those offensive tackles. So it'll be a good upgrade team-wise, meaning defense and special teams for us.
You mentioned Kruger right there. I think he only has one sack, mm-hmm. the opener.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Can you explain that?
No, I didn't read his article. I saw the headline. I'm glad he said something. I made reference to it in our meetings because really I showed our team, our defensive team, the Kansas City Chiefs defense against the Oakland Raiders. Kansas City had 10 sacks in that game, and we watched every one of them, and we analyzed what they were doing. And on one of the 10 snaps, they kind of schemed Oakland. The rest of them were coverages we play, whether it's nail one hug or 54, this or that, and it's a statement I had said in here before I cleaned it up for you guys, but I said it's one man beating another man, and really, we watched all 10 sacks, and they just looked at it and go, huh. So in this business, it's really not scheme, and will it even itself out throughout the year? I think so. I think Paul probably got 70% of his snaps last year, the last 6 weeks of the season in the playoffs, so am I concerned? Not at all. Would he like to have more? Yes. Another statistics, and you guys know I'm a big statistics guy. Other than Kansas City, who had an anomaly of a game the other day, we're four sacks off of being number two. So we're not off pace, but sure, he wants to probably lead the league in sacks or be up there, and so do we. But I think those things will come. I'm not panicked because of statistically where we're at. Defensively in sacks and yardage and passes and few passes given up, all those things are there. And if we could fix the doggone third down, you guys wouldn't even ask me a question. You guys just say, huh.
Is there something you think Paul can do better to get more sacks or more pressures?
No, I hope what it is kind of that attrition thing of the number of snaps he's playing and, you know, time of possession feeds into that, rotation feeds into that. Being fresh, and he's working his butt off. So I hope after, you know, the second half of the season, the third quarter, we come back and revisit where is everybody, and hopefully we'll balance those scales up.
First time, I know you worked. Did you work with Joe in Detroit, Colin?
No, I did not.
What are your impressions of him? Did they have any chance to work with him?
Yeah, I was thinking about him today. That's interesting that you said that. Because we're not quite at the halfway point. Kansas City's a half, you know, eight games for us. And I've started my evaluation of calls, you know, myself first, obviously, what do I call, then our players and our coaches and how we're doing. And I think he's great for the players. Technician first, teacher, demanding. I had not worked with Joe, but I had talked to guys that did. And they all said the same thing, you know, great teacher, and you're going to love him. And I do. You know, it's a comfort when you don't have to oversee. You can delegate to your coaches, and that's what our coaching staff is right now. They do a great job, and I give them a lot of autonomy to come up with game plans and coach their guys, and it makes my job easier because I can look at the next opponent.
Is this something that makes Aaron Rodgers different than other great quarterbacks?
Right now, probably, and I don't know Mr. Rogers, but probably I think it's that intangible X factor of heart and drive and desire and will. He sat in the green room for I don't know how many picks, and he knew he was probably a better player than were going in front of him. And whether that's part of that X factor of I'm going to prove everybody wrong. But when you get on the field, I think those things are self-evident. He's, you know, great feet, decision-making, accuracy, ability to throw on the run, check you into the right play. Is he the best, what you would call, young quarterback? And I don't want to put him in the Kaepernicks and the Wilsons and the RG3s and the Luck. I mean, he's not a first, second-year player, but he's relatively young. Yeah, he's probably that guy right now that in the prime of his career. Is he the best probably quarterback in the prime of his career? Yeah, I think he is.
Was there a common problem in that 54-yard run by Spiller and then the 39-yard run by Bush?
Mm-hmm. Those were the two longest plays of the season for us. They're both runs, and they were both not, I'll just use the word fit, gapped out correctly. And we've addressed it, and we understand. And there's going to be errors in every game. But, yeah, they were not fitted correctly.
It looks like Buster Skrien is actually developing consistency. He seems to have strung a number of games, good games, together. Is that?
Yeah, you know something? And I keep going back, and I'll use this statistic to kind of illustrate my point about the whole defense. When you go yards per play, we're the number one defense in the league. I mean, we have 100 more snaps than the number one defense, but when you go yards per play, we're the number one defense. There's a number of guys playing well. Can we play better? Do we have to play better? Yes. Do we have to fix third down? Yes. But the model, the system, the players, it's not broken. It's not broken. We just need to fix a couple of things. If you ask me, what do we need to fix? We need to fix finishing games, not starting games. We start fantastic. We need to finish games. And case in point, every game we've been, when we go into the locker room, we have the lead. And one of the saying, I hear a player say it every time, if they don't score, we win. They say it every time at halftime. So nothing's broken. We just need to clean up and hone and sharpen coming out of halftime and continue to do what we're doing. And nobody's out scheming us. Nobody's out playing us. We haven't finished three games that have been close games. They're all close games. And, you know, Baltimore was a six-point game. I can't remember the losses now, but, yeah. And so we've got a fantastic group of young men. I want to make sure that's being said, that this group is doing an outstanding job. The special teams have contributed well. The offense, when we win, you see the time of control, the lack of turnovers. We've got the right model, the right system, the right players. We just have to hone in, and, you know, Green Bay, I think, has the same record that we do, you know, and it's a long season, but we've got the parts here in this building, and we just have to hone in and finish. I keep saying finish, finish, finish. It's not broken.
One thing about Skrien was that he didn't trust his abilities. He made a lot of penalties as a result a year ago. Do you see marked improvement in trusting himself?
I see a young individual, young man that's working his butt off, and he was competitive always. And technique is a big part of what we teach. And, you know, the penalties are part of this game. They just get them. It's an offensive game. We understand all that stuff. But he's working very hard in practice. You see it. We watch it. And he's a capable young man that's really coming into his own.
What could Quentin Rose have done differently on the penalty, or do you say just do the same thing you did on that play?
You know, we teach safety first. You know, you tackle a proper way. You can't hit guys, quarterbacks. You can't hit them in the head. You can't hit them in the knees. You cannot drive them to the ground. I would hope we would teach exactly how he did tackle. And if the league comes back and says, we want you to tackle differently, we'll tackle differently. But we want to be aggressive, and penalties happen. And if they happen, don't worry about penalties. Just get back in the huddle. So we don't fear penalties. We teach proper technique. Proper tackling technique, head up, don't hit guys, don't drive them into the ground. And if they call a penalty, just get back and play. They're human too. They call great games, and no issue with how he tackled, and wish it wasn't called. It was, and we just moved on.